Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, How Great Thou Art, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, God is Exceedingly Greater, from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. Thank you.
I carry a little bit of squirt with me everywhere I go. Amen. Thank you. He didn't break the skin. He just gave me, that thing hurt, man. I'm telling you, that hurt. I felt like crying. Yeah, I'm right. In order for us to remember that God is exceeding greater, we've got to begin by recognizing He's too great to comprehend. Isaiah said, for as the heavens are higher, this is in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. The best way to understand God is to trust Him in all things. You have been created in His image. But let me tell you what, God's not like us. And don't ever get the impression that you think you're God, because you're not. God doesn't think like you and I think. God doesn't respond as you and I respond. For He is greater. He is omniscient. He has all knowledge. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful today. His ways are higher than your ways today. But He today avails Himself that today you can involve His ways in your life. That you can start living like Him. We get into problems and we instantly want God to come and rescue us and drop the rope out of heaven or send something by to get us out of what we're in. But you know, sometimes today, let me tell you what, God wants you to stay in what you're in because He wants to build character through patience. You have to learn today that through the troubles and trials you go through, the way you gain strength is through the struggles that you face. And you make the decision whether you let the struggles defeat you or you let the struggles develop you. So God's greater than anything today that you will ever think and that you will ever experience. For us to understand who God is, let me tell you what. He gave us today a great reference point, and that reference point is His Word. And folks, it's found in the pages of God's Holy Bible. The Bible reveals to us the greatness of our God, who He is, and what He can do. I believe one of the greatest tragedies in our generation, we've forgotten the gift that God has given us that is called the Bible. We do not use the Word of God. We don't live by the Word of God. We misuse, actually, the Word of God. But let me tell you what, we want to feel Jesus, but we don't want to know Jesus. It's not an issue today of just feeling Him. Because you're not going to experience Him today until you desire Him and live for Him. To know Him, you've got to pick up the book today, and that is all about Him, and you've got to learn to apply the Word of God to your living today. You can't interpret the Bible based on your feeling today or your opinion. When you come to me and say, well, my opinion of the Bible is, I'm going to say, well, just keep it to yourself, because I'm not interested in your opinion. You see, you're kind of curt. Yeah, I am that way sometimes. But I'm honest with you. Because God's not interested in your opinion. God is interested in how you're living by the fact. How you're absorbing and how you're using the Word of God in your life. You don't need to feel it. Let me tell you what, you just need to live it. You need to experience it in your life. God's given us the Word of God, and it's time we get back to the Word of God. It's time we get the Word back in the pulpits, back in our homes, and get that back as a standard of living for us. We read every book and listen to every CD and watch everything that's on television to learn how to rear our children. If you want to know how to raise your children, read the Word of God. You want to know how to live right. You want to know how to be blessed. You want to know how to be healed. You want to know today to have your needs met. Read the Word of God. That'll supply your every need. He today is the author of this book, and He's the author of the blessing. And you're not going to get the blessing without the book. Amen. And so today, one thing that will harm you today is knowing God. In the fact that your sins are keeping you away from Him. You fill your life with sin and all the things of the world. Before sin entered Eden's garden, guess what Adam and Eve were doing? They were communing with God. And that wasn't a sin issue in their relationship. Everything was right. See, sin separates. If you're entreating sin in your life today, and you today are entertaining sin in your life today, you're separating yourself from God. All you're living for is a moment. You better be living for eternity. Amen. When sin entered in their lives, Adam and Eve, they went and they hid themselves. Listen, you can hide from God, but God knows where you are. When we sin, we hide from the presence of the Lord. That's why today we won't read God's Word. Because you know what? God's Word then becomes a mirror. When you read this, you see yourself really as you are. And you don't want to see yourself as you are, as God sees you. But it's not going to remove the fact by ignoring it. You've got to read the Word, meditate on the Word, receive the Word, and let the Word change your life. And if you're not in the book, don't tell me that you love Jesus. Getting quiet on me. Actually, the Bible is hard to understand. Or is it? No, it's not. The hard part is we make it hard to apply. You don't read this as just any other book, novel, or whatever. You read this as the Word of God. The reason sin clouds the issue is found in Ephesians 4:18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. So when sin is in your life, it blinds you or it clouds your spiritual vision. And so sin will make you today self-centered. You ever meet these people, it's all about me, 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 I. You know why? Because they're sin-centered on their lives. They're centered only about themselves. When you zoom in, only you today can really understand the dark perspective that today that lurks within your heart. God sees that. And today, thank God, He's made a way out of that. That we today can be redeemed and today we can be and live right for God. You've got to get over yourself. You're not the best thing since white sliced bread. You're not all of that and a bag of chips and a Dr. Pepper or a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi-Cola or anything else. What you are is that we were all lost and undone, and God came by one day and saw us in our wretched state that our lives were ruined, and thank God He saw with mercy that He would apply the grace of God and change our lives. Amen. I'm glad. He may have found me in a mess, but He didn't leave me in a mess. Amen. In this place today, listen, shackles can be broken here today, and bondages can be loosed today, and burdens today can be lifted when we come to God and receive what His Word says. Get your attention today off of yourself. Life is not about you. The world doesn't turn for you. It's all about Him. God wants to do exceeding abundantly in your life today. It's not about what God can do today for you. It's what God can do through you today. But you've got to let Him. We have to have our understanding today enlightened by the Word of God. See, sin will blind you. So God's giving you His Word so that the darkness of sin will fade away and you can be loose from the bondage. The first thing that you've got to understand, you said, oh my God, first thing, I ain't got much more. In God's exceeding greatness is the fact that you can't understand Him. And you've got to let the Word of God reveal Him to yourself. So, first thing is today, God is exceedingly great in power. See, that's not a problem that God cannot solve. The problem is you're trying to solve your problems without God. The problem is, you know, it may be greater than you, but the problem is certainly not greater than the Lord. God is so powerful today that He can overcome every enemy. Thank God He overcame sin. He overcame the devil. He overcame everything today. Get today in the fact today and understand God is the great power today that has crushed death and the grave. For Paul said, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? Thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate it. Hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.